Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Texas, I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the coining of the phrase maverick. If you live in the United States, chances are you've heard a politician be referred to as a maverick. Usually this is someone who's independently minded and not following the guidelines that everyone else has set out. Did you know that phrase actually relates to a Texan? Samuel Augustus Maverick was a Texas lawyer, politician, the 108th mayor of San Antonio, and one of the signers of the Texas Declaration of Independence. The print version is missing his name, but the original has his signature. Samuel was not one of those people who was told what to do and listen. It said he wasn't into branding his cattle either, and instead, he would just let them roam. This wasn't standard practice. Samuel Maverick said he didn't brand his cattle because he didn't want to cause them pain. His neighbor said it was more because he could then claim any unbranded cattle as his own. People began to refer to the wandering cattle as Maverick's cattle, or just Mavericks, and the term stuck. This man is responsible for a great deal of the firsthand accounts we have of the fighting between Texans and Mexicans during the War of Independence. He fought for independence and even had a friend die in his arms. He was arrested by the Mexican army during the disputes, and though he was in jail, he was still elected to the Congress of the Republic of Texas as the representative for San Antonio. He couldn't participate in the legislative session, though. Mexico offered him his freedom multiple times, provided he would just say that Texas was wrong about owning the land, but Maverick refused. Part of that was because he wanted to build his own land empire. When he was eventually released, he actually took the chain used to bind him in prison with him. I'm gonna be honest, there's also not a lot of great things about this man as well. He owned slaves when he was in Alabama, most of which he brought with him to Texas, and he complained about hating them because it was just too much work to manage them. While he initially supported Sam Houston's desire to side with the Union during the Civil War, he ended up backtracking and voting for secession instead. Still, Maverick is a term that sticks with us to this day. Oh, and bonus trivia. Samuel Maverick was the grandfather of Maury Maverick, and Maury invented the phrase gobbledygook. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. We'll catch you next week. Our Patreon is live if you want to support the podcast, or you can also support us at anchor.fm/Texas Slang for Crazy. Well, I look forward to talking to you soon.